Under NASA's Artemis program, Dynetics and Leidos will develop and build a new human landing system, advancing economic opportunities and paving the way for a sustained lunar economy. Learn more at DyneticsHLS.com. Under NASA's Artemis program, Dynetics and Leidos will develop and build a new human landing system, advancing economic opportunities and paving the way for a sustained lunar economy. Learn more at DyneticsHLS.com. Feels good, baby.
I will be back here. I will be back here. And I will be back.
Welcome to Fourth and Gold Podcast. We are back. 101 episodes, Matt. 101 episodes. We are back, powered by Pro Football Network. Just wanted to say thank you to everyone who tuned into our 100th episode, and shout out to Caleb, who won the Funko Pop last time. We have a pretty good show today. There's some information that's come out toward to us. We're going to get into that. Matt, how's been your, you know, last couple days?
It's been good. It's been good, you know. Wife's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm prepping for that, and I'm ready for that to all get kicked off. And I have a couple things up my sleeve, and I can say that here because she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I don't have to worry about her getting stuff spoiled for her. We're gonna take a little bit of momentum. So I was on ESPN 940 with the Christopher Gabriel show this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for Chris for having me on. It was a lot of fun, but we got a lot of momentum. And we always say that when we get information, we're going to do our best to disseminate that to you guys. And we've come into a treasure trove of information this week. And we're going to walk back some things that we've said before, because we are not afraid to admit when we were wrong on this podcast. And
yeah,
we've gained some information. We were wrong on a couple things. And so we're going to go back and kind of self-correct a little bit and reestablish the normal for what to expect. But, you know, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's been a couple days, so, you know, makes my head spin a little bit. But this is the Fourth and Gold Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Fourth and Gold Podcast. Check us out on all podcast platforms, Google, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever your podcasts are found. Also, Pro Football Network has released their top 100. Check that out. Your boy has done a lot of the graphic work there for that. Three 49ers have made that list: 94 for Richard Sherman, 56 for Fred Warner, and 25 for Nick Bosa. Go read those pieces. Your boy Matt over here took care of 75 through 51, right?
That's right. That's right. It's about 4,200 words. So it's a lot of words in there. I think it's the most I've written since college. So
yeah. Matt has the best words, the best words, just like the Don. So Matt, you know, you said it. You got on to ESPN 940, mm-hmm. Talking about 49 related stuff. Let's get into that. What's the deal? What is going on here? The George Kittle stuff has gained a lot of momentum on Twitter the last couple days. Hashtag pay George Kittle. We are fully on board with that hashtag. What is going on?
So this is information that both me and you get. So we get it from mm-hmm. different people, and that way we can kind of cross-reference it, right, between me and you, which is great, because it gives us an idea of what's really out there. And so we're not getting got by just one person saying, hey, I heard this. Okay, cool. No, we're cross-referencing, we're double-checking, we're triple-checking. We're not running with any of this stuff until we know that we feel confident saying it. Because we know you guys listen to us, and we know that you take our words seriously, and we don't want to betray you by leading you astray. And with George Kittle, the 49ers have not gotten away from their cheapo habits. It's the easiest way to put it. It's the easiest way to put it. They are lowballing him. The first offer that was put out there was insultingly low. Insultingly low. And we can't tell you exactly what it was, but ooh. If that got out, people would be pissed at the team, knowing that's what they offered him first.
Yeah. The meme, oof size, you know, big time.
Yeah.
This goes back to our discussion on the last pod where I said there's loopholes to CBA.
Right.
And part of our discussion, you kind of like, hey, no, you know, he's got to do this, this, and this. And then me and you talked about it, and then you got the information like I got the information. Mm-hmm. And yes, he could hold out, and it would be in his best interest long term.
Yeah, it absolutely would, because if he holds out, so all he has to do is hold out for 5 days and he loses an accrued season. With that, that would make him a restricted free agent at the end of the year, right? Instead of an outright free agent, he'd be a restricted free agent. And that's interesting, because as a restricted free agent, you can't be hit with the exclusive tag.
Because he has three seasons. He has three total accrued seasons already. Correct. So
you can still be franchise tagged. You can still be franchise tagged, but other teams can still negotiate with you. And what that becomes is teams can force the 49ers' hand and up the money. Because he only wants $14 to $15 million. Probably closer to the $15 million range. But that's all he wants. And me and you have said multiple times we were comfortable paying him $17.5 million. So I can't understand why this is holding up. But
pay him all the monies.
Pay the man. Hashtag pay George Kittle. It's the name of this episode. We've been saying it for days. But anyway, no, it gives other teams the opportunity to negotiate with him and drive the price up and force the 49ers to step up to the plate or be prepared to really live with the reality of losing him. Because I think on paper, you can look at what you have and you can go, you know what, we can survive this. We can weather this. We don't have to pay this guy. George Kittle's one of the players you break the bank for.
Yeah.
It's one of the guys you pay.
No question.
And he's a victim of this stupid tight end market. This tight end market is ridiculous. I was going to try and hold on to this for later in the episode, but I can't anymore.
No, you're fine.
So Travis Kelce, who is tight end 1B. George Kittle 1A, Travis Kelce 1B, right? You know what I mean? They're the two best tight ends in the league. And I think George Kittle does more overall, so I think he's better. I think if you put George Kittle with Patrick Mahomes, he would put 1,800 yards up every year. It'd be unreal. It'd be insane.
Easy.
Insane. I lost my train of thought. Travis Kelce is getting paid $9.3 million this year. $9.3 million. Let's run through some wide receivers that are making close to him, and then wide receivers that are making more than him. So we can go all the way back to Emmanuel Sanders is making $8 million, along with Kenny Stills and Marvin Jones. Who would you rather have, Travis Kelce or one of those three?
Travis Kelce.
Bingo. Okay, now let's get into the $9 million. And this is the group. This is the group where I go, this market is so broken for tight ends, because making $9 million this year, John Brown, Adam Humphries, DeSean Jackson, Quincy Enunwa, Randall Cobb, Sammy Watkins. I don't even have to ask the question. You're taking Travis Kelce 11 times out of 10 over all of those guys, including Sammy Watkins, correct, his own teammate.
Correct.
Then about on the same level is going to be Golden Tate. 32-year-old Golden Tate making the same amount of money as Travis Kelce. We don't need to talk about that one.
Mind-blowing.
Here are the guys who start making now. These are the guys who start making more than Travis Kelce. Jameson Crowder. Robbie Anderson. Devontae Parker. Sterling Shepard. Tyler Lockett, who's actually really good, and I think he deserves that money. Tyler Boyd. Tyrell Williams. Keenan Allen, Larry Fitzgerald, and Alshon Jeffrey rounds it out at $13 million. After that, I think you start getting into the players that are actually worth their money. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
But out of those guys, what do you got? Lockett, maybe?
Lockett, Shepard, and Keenan Allen would be the only three.
Okay, I agree with that.
That I would feel comfortable paying that price for.
I agree.
Tyler Lockett does exactly what he needs to do in Seattle. Sterling Shepard's one of the best route runners in football. Keenan Allen is Keenan Allen.
He's open on every play. I don't know how he does it. He's open on every play.
you know, Larry Fitzgerald at 37 years old, that kind of more so like a respect thing. Like, hey, Larry, correct, you've been in the league forever. You have more tackles than drop balls. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, you pay him that because of his legacy and the longevity of his career. So that's fine.
But the
Alshon Jeffrey, hell no.
The three names that just stick out to me, Jameson Crowder, Robbie Anderson, and Tyrell Williams. What the – how? How? How are they paid this much more money than the second best tight end in football? And this is what George Kittle's going up against. Is that he can't reset the market because right now the top paid tight end is Austin Hooper. And Austin Hooper is making not a lot of money. Austin Hooper is making $10.5 million, basically. $10.5 million. So George Kittle asking for $15 million. Which doesn't sound outrageous when you don't look at anyone else's numbers.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound outrageous, but when you look at the rest of the tight ends, George Kittle's a victim of the market. And if there's ever a year, and if there's ever a player to say, fuck the market, and bust it wide open, it's George Kittle.
Yeah, he has to. And he... You know, the Chiefs have just got done spending a whole bunch of money on guys, Jones and Mahomes. But, you know, for everyone out there freaking out about it, go look at their payroll. They're going to be okay. But Travis Kelce is watching this Kittle deal very closely. Because whatever Kittle gets is what – that'll be the floor for Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Kittle is trying to set guys up behind him for success. You know, who knows what Noah Fant will be? Who knows what TJ Hockenson will look like in a couple mm-hmm. of years? Like – there, you know, there's guys that should be paid, and some of the best tight ends in football have been on Super Bowl winning teams. Gronk, you know, you got Shannon Sharp. Like, there's some really good guys, and there was something me and you talked about. You know, Kyle Shanahan has won with George Kittle, kind of like his dad won with Shannon Sharp. Like, mm-hmm. the offense runs better when you have a tight end who can do both, catch the ball and run block. Like, that tight end is essential for the offense. There's a reason why in year one Kyle brought in, you know, what the other guy from Washington, he played in Washington for a long time as a blocking tight end. He got rid of Vance McDonald because he knew what he had in George Kittle. Like, there's reasons for this stuff. You got to take care of these guys. And the thing that pisses me off so much about Kyle Shanahan, I think he's a great play caller. I think he's, you know, top one or two play callers in the league. But this group think of his, you know, with his dad and his, you know, LaFleur and McVay, the coach in Cincinnati, these guys have the same philosophy of the system makes the players, not the player makes the system. But your system runs better when you have good players. Like, we've seen this. When you have someone this good, you keep that player on your roster. You know, say, you know, we can say what we want about Jimmy Garoppolo, but the offense didn't run as well with Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard, Brian Hoyer. Jimmy Garoppolo is efficient. He gets the job done. Do I have questions about Jimmy Garoppolo? Of course. Is he a system quarterback? Of course, because Kyle Shanahan runs a particular system. He will adjust to his personnel to make his system fit there. But when you have a player like George Kittle, you say, here's a check. That's it. Like, that's it. That's, and, you know, this the contention with the Kittle deal is starting. It's going to worry me with the Fred Warner deal. Because if Fred Warner earns an All-Pro this year, that price is going to skyrocket.
Yep.
And that's the frustrating part of all this stuff.
Fred Warner, linebacker one, also not a capoeira expert like I thought it was this morning when I got with that video. Although he just said it was him, stop asking, with a rolling eyes emoji. So, you know, he's being a good sport about it.
Yeah. It's, the Kittle stuff... It's just frustrating. I think we all know the value of George Kittle.
Yep.
I think the fan base would lose their collective minds if a trade were to happen or even been discussed. I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch really need to get their heads out of their ass and get this done.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it because there were rumblings when they tried to make a run at Austin Hooper.
Yep.
Early on in free agency. 49ers needed, they knew they needed to unload a big contract somewhere. When they didn't land Hooper, DeForest Buckner was traded.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. They knew they needed to unload a big contract. When Austin Hooper wasn't signed, DeForest Buckner was traded. We talked about connecting the dots on the last pod. I think you can connect the dots on this one. It's not complete rocket science as to what was happening. I think that has maybe impacted George Kittle a little bit.
Yep.
It's maybe miffed him a little bit. It's maybe been a thorn in his side because George Kittle loves football. First and foremost, if there's anybody that loves football, it's him. He just wants to play. He wants to be paid like he believes he deserves to be paid. And he wants to play. And either way, he's going to get what he wants, I believe. I fully believe he's going to get what he wants.
Whether that be with the 49ers or somewhere else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's just been a rough couple weeks for the 49ers front office. And now, as we've learned more about this, I actually understand Raheem Mostert's play a little bit.
Yep.
Because the players are starting to come together a little bit. And they're starting to pile on to the front office. And they're tired of the team being cheap. They're tired of the team not giving them what they're due. Now, I don't think Raheem Mostert, we talked about, I don't think Raheem Mostert has any leverage. I don't think he has anything. If anything, it feels almost like a move in solidarity with George Kittle. Yeah. Everybody bashed Raheem Mostert for it, but maybe they're just putting pressure on this front office and saying, hey, look, this is how we feel. This is how we feel as players. Yep. We got you to a Super Bowl. It's your time to pay us what we've earned. And as you know, on here on the Fourth and Gold podcast, we are so pro player, it's ridiculous. Because let's say the difference between George Kittle and the 49ers offers $2 million, 1,000% of the time I'm going to side with George Kittle and say, why can't the team pony up two more million?
Yeah.
Why is a drop in the bucket to an NFL franchise holding up negotiations with a generational talent at tight end, with a revolutionary talent at tight end, a tight end the NFL has never seen before. And it's been part of this revolution where you transcend the position. Because if you really think about it, if you look at the tight end position, and especially if you look at it from like a fantasy perspective, if you don't get one of the top two or three guys, you might as well wait. Just wait until the 14th round and then snag somebody and hope you can get a Blake Jarwin or an Eric Ebron. You know, one of these guys that just, who cares? But if you look at some of the contracts that the tight ends have signed, even I'm looking at one in particular. I know it's a terrible contract because it was a name recognition thing. Jimmy Graham is being paid $8 million by the Bears this year.
Jimmy Graham. Say that out loud.
Jimmy Graham is being paid $8 million this year. And if you don't think George Kittle is worth twice what Jimmy Graham is, you're out your damn mind.
Yeah.
You're out your damn mind. Rob Gronkowski leaves retirement and gets $9 million.
Yeah.
$9 million. Greg Olsen just joined the Seahawks for $7 million, and he's 94 years old.
With every injury under the sun.
He's had one of everything. He's going for like the injury bingo card. He's had one of everything. Trying to cover the whole thing. Kyle Rudolph, ancient, $9 million. There's just so many guys that are getting paid high amounts of money, and it sucks that guys like Travis Kelce and Zach Ertz are underpaid for their position because that's just what the market dictated.
Yeah.
And now Kittle, again, I'm going to say it all the time, he has a chance to smash this market wide open, and he needs to take it. If that's with the 49ers, I love it. I love George Kittle. Love seeing him play for the 49ers. If it's not, go get your money, man. Bust this market open and fix the way the NFL thinks about your position.
Yeah, I mean, because just going through the list, Hunter Henry, 10.6. Austin Hooper, 10.5. Travis Kelce, 9.3. Kyle Rudolph, 9. Gronk, 9. Zach Ertz, 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Graham, 8. Jared Cook, 7. Darren Waller, 7.4. Tyler Higbee 7.2, Greg Olsen at 7. Like, come on now. Just those last four or five at 7 tells you George Kittle is worth twice as much. At the bare minimum, that puts him at 14. You know, and to think that 14 or 15 is too much compared to the next guy, would you rather have Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper over George Kittle? No 49er fan in our mentions or watching this team would say yes to either of those two guys. Nope. No
the,
one.
The only argument you could the make is one, if can you land Travis Kelce? Can you move on from Kittle argument. And can you move on from George Kittle and land Travis Kelce? If the answer is no, pay George Kittle his motherfucking money. Pay
hashtag
him.
Pay George Kittle. Yeah. Like just
hashtag pay George pay Kittle him. His motherfucking money, because I've had it up to the top of my head with this. You can't see where I'm pointing because it's a podcast, but I've had it up to here, and here is very close to the top of my head. I don't understand what the holdup is. I can't wrap my hand around it. I can't.
It's frustrating. You know, before you got off on the ESPN 940, something else that came up, mm-hmm. Matt Miller's report last year about some potential friction in the front office. We talked about earlier today that, you know, at the time, we didn't believe him.
Right.
And then with some of the information we got in the last, I don't know, 72 hours, mm-hmm. there's some truth to all that information.
Yep.
And it's frustrating because when they came together, they, you know, they said no leaks, we're going to be a team that's, you know, make it proud and all this stuff. They sell you that, you know, they got real political on their press conferences and how they speak to the media. They say the right things, but behind closed doors, things aren't as hunky-dory as everyone wants to believe. And I think that's part of the age we live in where everything's got to be fake news. If it's not, you know, you have to have some type of really hard evidence. You know, I learned my lesson from the Harbaugh era. You know,
yeah.
Where I was like, no, he's not getting fired. No, he's not getting fired. Well, listen, where there's smoke, there is fire. And I'm not saying that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch want to kill each other and they don't like each other. There's just some disagreements, let's just say, going on in the front office.
Yep.
And we should have given Matt Miller his credit for that story. Chris Sims, I'm guilty of calling out Chris Sims. You know, there's reasons Chris Sims says some of these things, especially the Jimmy Garoppolo stuff. Like, there's a lot of truth to these things that have come up. You can believe us, you don't have to. But I know it kept me up late last night thinking about all these things and how everything has been in the media and how certain individuals of the franchise speak to the media. There's a lot of questions that kept me up last night. I'm like, damn, man, like, you know, I said it. I was like, damn, I hate doing podcasts now because now I know the backside of this, you know, I know the ins and outs. Not, I don't know all the ins and outs, but I'm privy to some information on the team that I love and the team yep. that I've grown up to be, you know, yep. to love. And I fell into the trap of, oh, yeah, everything's hunky-dory with the Niners. You know, Kyle and John love each other. And I'm not saying that they don't, but they may have just a professional disagreement going on, and that can cause friction. You know, there might be real reasons why Kyle got his extension and John didn't. There's other things to this, and I would just encourage 49ers fans to not blind themselves with their fandom. You know, kind of look mm-hmm. at it all, big mm-hmm. picture. Just be critical thinkers with all this stuff. There's ways to think, and don't take our word for it. You know, just do your own kind of piecing together. If you piece these things together, you'll kind of see it there. You know, the team has lied a couple times to our faces mm-hmm. and done the complete opposite. You know, it's pretty nuts, man, to hear some of the stuff we've gotten in the last 72 hours.
Yeah. You know, Thanos told Tony Stark, you're not the only one cursed with knowledge. And the more we progress and the more we do this podcast and the more people come to take us seriously. And I feel like joining PFN was a huge step for us. For yeah. people taking us seriously, because Pro Football Network is full of incredible, incredible guys that know exactly what they're doing. And for us to be able to put that name on our podcast is a big deal to us. And I think it's a big deal to other people because that's when we started getting a lot more information. People were saying, you know, when did you guys go from not having anything to all of a sudden having a bunch of stuff? And it's kind of when we tagged PFN on our stuff, right? And mm-hmm. but Thanos told Tony Stark, he's not the only one cursed with knowledge. And now we are cursed with knowledge. and because we do hear all this stuff, and it's hard for us to sit on everything. So if we're vague, and if we say something, just know we can't share everything we get. We can't, because we're not big time. We're also not trying to step on anybody's toes. And sometimes people give us stuff in confidence, and we just have to sit there and stew over it. Like Javi, he loses sleep. Me, I don't know. I think about it at work when I should be doing like work things. So, you know, everybody's got their own way of handling it. But no, we have been getting stuff. I talked to Matt Miller today, actually. So yeah. I messaged him, and I was going back and forth, and I asked him, you know, like, can you confirm the stuff that was going on then is going on now? Because we've heard it from multiple other people now. And he didn't confirm anything now, but he said that when he got that information, it was rock solid. It wasn't some sort of just him pulling it out of his ass. It wasn't. No, the people that were telling him this were very sure about it. This wasn't.
Yeah.
And maybe John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan just have a professional relationship. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe their kids don't play together. Maybe they don't go to each other's house for a barbecue. And that's fine. But I think we've seen with the extension what side ownership is going to side with. If things come to a head, if shit completely hits the fan, they're going to side with Kyle. And we said this right after you got the extension. They learned from their last mistake.
Yep.
They learned from the Harbaugh years where you side with the GM and you lose a really good coach. Everything can go sideways really quick. Really quick. So they've sided with Kyle by giving him they've tore up his old contract, gave him a 6-year extension, which, by the way, does not impact the cap. So a lot of people saying like, oh, no, it's like it's a thing though. Like you don't know, and some people have been saying, well, they just gave Kyle Shanahan a new contract. Why can't they do the same with Raheem Mostert? And it's just apples and oranges, man. It's completely different. So it's not something they can do. But ownership has shown they'll side with Kyle Shanahan if this comes to a head and if this gets to the point where they cannot work together. And I think they have somebody waiting in the wings to take over that GM spot. Or if Kyle Shanahan wants to go, let's say, the Bill Belichick route.
Yep.
Where he kind of has full control, but he has a general manager-ish. Casario was that guy in New England.
Yeah.
And there's a guy named Adam Peters that I believe would be perfect for that role, which is basically the role he has now.
Yeah.
Just to continue that, up his pay a little bit, and then let him and Kyle Shanahan work together. Some people said that, the Kyle Shanahan handpicked guys haven't been great. I don't think John Lynch handpicked guys have been great either. I think it's when everybody works together as a team and agrees on someone is when they've been good picks.
Yeah.
Because John Lynch handpicked Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster. Kyle Shanahan handpicked Joe Williams, CJ Beathard, so on and so forth. We've seen them all fail. At some point, in a handpicked selection, seen them fail. So it's all a waiting game right now, and I think this is part of not having OTAs and part of not having any sports, is that everything gets put under a microscope. But I think some of the stuff we're getting now is it's really good information. It's not good for the 49ers, but it's good information. And
I guess I don't want to be all doom and gloom. This could be, everything could be settled and they can come to an agreement with Kittle. They could, figure out what their issue is with John and Kyle. There's things that could be fixed here, or it could just go the other way. But I trust Kyle Shanahan as the play caller.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about him as a GM or a personnel decision maker on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Is John Lynch more of a face guy for TED Talks? Like you say, he never met a microphone he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of guy. Or is Peters just the next guy in line? And John goes back to the booth. You know what I mean? There could be some things there. John speaks about his family, pretty regularly. He may want to be home more often with his kids.
Right.
You know, one's in college, one, you know, he has a couple daughters, and you know, there's things there. There's things that we should, as 49ers fans, we should all put together. I might be the biggest homer in the world, but the information I got yesterday and the last couple days, kind of, I was like, God.
It broke you, man. It broke you. You just sent me like sad face emoji. You sent me, text me sad face emojis. Like it's breaking you. It's breaking you, man.
Yeah. It's frustrating, you know, and it's like,
it is.
Like I told you, I'm like, man, I hate this podcast shit now. Because people hit me up or hit us up or, you know, they hit me up and I pass it along to you. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we end up getting into these conversations with other people and it just keeps compiling and compiling. And then you have to kind of sort through what is what and then right. you figure it out. And a lot of times we've been right on a lot of stuff that we can't really say. So it's just like, damn it, man. So, you know, I know we're just a little small podcast, but we've gotten a lot of big information. And, you know, I guess Bob Lang isn't going to get pissed off at us, I guess. You know what I mean? So we should be all right.
don't take everything we say. Don't take everything we say as gospel. Because we're putting our own little spin on it. And we're taking our own little inferences from it. And we're giving our opinion on the information we've been given.
Correct.
So, and as always, everything is subject to change, right? We're presenting, by the time you hear this podcast, everything could be turned on its head. George Kittle could be signed by the time you hear this. Who knows? But as it stands right now at 8:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 16th, 2020, this is the information we have.
Correct.
So we're presenting it to you, and we're trying to do our best to present it to you as best we can. And... yeah, it's just it's been kind of a frustrating day. Because, like you said, with all the information we've gotten, it's been a frustrating day. But holding out hope? Question mark?
Yeah. Yeah, and hashtag pay George Kittle. That's all I gotta say. That's been my whole thought process these last couple days.
Yep.
Just pay George. Pay the man. Pay him his money. His well-earned money,
mm-hmm.
You know, not to be disrespectful to anybody on the team, but you paid Richburg, you paid Jet McKinnon, you know, guys in, you know, you put Jet McKinnon in the top five running back class
mm-hmm.
when he first signed, and you can't do the same for George Kittle? That's the shit that pisses me off with this front office.
Yeah, Quan Alexander, D. Ford, they're paying all these outside guys, and it's time you start mm-hmm. paying your homegrown talent, and you're never going to get much more homegrown or talented than George Kittle.
George Kittle, correct. But I still think this team's in a good place. I think they have a very talented roster. Mm-hmm. I think hopefully by the end of this, I hope once this is all done, George is here, and George ends up being a 10-year Niner. I hope that this front office continues to stay, you know, doing the right things as far as their drafting, their free agent acquisitions, and just stop being cheap with the homegrown guys. Fred Warner's the next guy to get paid. Don't be cheap with Fred Warner either.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna get on that one early, you know. Hashtag pay Fred Warner. So there's that too. But I think that should do it for today, man. What do you think?
Yeah, short and sweet today. We're just presenting the information we had. We had something else lined up that kind of fell through. We'll try and get that to you guys early next week if we can. But yeah, short and sweet today. We just wanted to elaborate a little bit on what I had to say on the radio today because I didn't get a whole lot of chance. You know how radio goes. You don't get a whole lot of chance to explain yourself sometimes. And we just wanted to elaborate on it and let you know where we're coming from and what we've heard and how we came across it so that it doesn't just sound like us blowing smoke. And
yeah, we're not.
We're not. We're
definitely not.
We're not coming to you guys with anything unless we're confident in it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is the Fourth and Goal Podcast. Check us out on Twitter at Fourth and Goal Podcast. Check out Pro Football Network's Top 100. Go ahead and check out 75 through 51 specifically because that's Matt's stuff. However, everyone did a great job on the Top 100. I think tomorrow will be the Top 10 released. Like I said, mm-hmm. Sherman was 94th, Fred Warner was 56th, and Nick Bosa was 25th. So three 49ers are represented already. There's one more coming. I think we all know who that is, and that'll be released tomorrow. You'll take a look out for that. Shout out to all the guys at PFN for their great work and, you know, giving us this platform as well mm-hmm. to talk. And Matt, 101 episodes in the book now.
101, baby. 101, yeah, this is good.
But until next week sometime, I'm Javi. That is Matt. Check us out on Twitter at JaviorVague _. Check out my guy Matt here at
MattBar_.
And we'll be back sometime next week. Until then, hashtag pay George Kittle. Go Niners.
Pay that man.
Under NASA's Artemis program, Dynetics and Leidos will develop and build a new human landing system, advancing economic opportunities and paving the way for a sustained lunar economy. Learn more at DyneticsHLS.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.